We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
I wake up many days and I feel like I'm living in the theater of the absurd.
Now, welcome to America.
Yes. Okay, so I'm on Twitter yesterday checking to see, has Judicial Watch been removed and censored yet? Nope, they still got their account for now.
Amazing.
Right. And I busted out laughing. Like, I just died laughing because there's Tom Fitton, right? Head of Judicial Watch.
Right.
We talk about him all the time. I mean, they're literally on a shoestring budget doing the job of the entire Department of Justice that they refuse to do in getting to the bottom of the very many crimes that have been committed against the American people and the President of the United States. So Tom Fitton's on there, and he's got this big announcement, like, great, big breaking news, right? We found Hillary's missing emails in Barack Obama's White House office.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I know. We covered that weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he's re-releasing it.
Right.
He broke it on April 23rd.
Yep.
Bombshell.
Mm-hmm. Should be.
Bombshell. She told Congress they were gone. They subpoenaed him. She told Congress they were gone. And they were in the Obama White House office the whole time. Now, we don't know if Obama's staff stored them there and he didn't know they were there or that he knew that. We don't know if he knew. But they were in his office. They had them whole time. Never gave them to Congress. Right? Potential crimes in there. There were many crimes than the ones we saw, right? And so Fitton's like, man, I can already see this. He's like, oh, man, we got this. We got this. This is the biggest story in Hillary, kingdom email gate, and like well over a year. I mean, this is a bombshell. This implicates Obama. He released it on April 23rd. And nothing happened.
Yep.
And Fox covered it. So he released it again. I'm going back through his Twitter account. Like, you know, he's like, okay, we'll try again.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just going to try again. So I looked yesterday. He's out there announcing it like it's breaking news. Right?
Right.
And I can't. So I go back through their Twitter account. It's the fourth release. They can't get anybody to cover it. Fox isn't even covering it anymore because they already covered it.
Yep.
Nobody knows this, Lee. They found the Hillary emails.
Yes.
Proving she lied and probably Obama knew.
They were in the Obama executive office.
In Obama's office. Damn, that's a big story. Nothing. Crickets. Which is how you know your news is fake if you're listening to the mainstream media. Your news is fake. They leave out the biggest stuff. So then, I'm not over this one yet either, okay, Lee? I mean, it would seem to me that when the general counsel of... I mean, this is just major breaking news stories the last couple of weeks. When the general counsel of the FBI, that's like, you know, like you have CEO, like, you know, COO, and then you have like the chief legal officer. Like these are the executives of the FBI. This is the highest ranking attorney at the FBI, the general counsel of the FBI, former general counsel. Last week to Yahoo News on a podcast is like, I think the FBI director was blackmailing the president. Come again? Oh, the FBI director, he was, saying he was blackmailing the president? Yeah, him. Blackmailing, you say? Yeah, blackmailing. Really?
Isn't that a crime?
Yes! It's a crime! I'm going to lose my mind! This was last week. I mean, okay, I checked, okay? Never in American history has the general counsel of the FBI, who worked with James Comey, has a general counsel ever accused the director of the FBI of blackmail since Hoover? And that was after Hoover was gone. Because you wouldn't have survived that.
No.
Like, literally, would have been 6 feet under, probably. Okay? So, I mean, that just, like, that happened. I mean, bombshell. Whoa! Where is it?
Nope, nowhere.
Where is it? I mean, these are earth-shattering breaking news stories, the kind of stories of such import that they would not only be covered wall-to-wall in an honest society, they would be referred to historically for many years after that. I mean, when you have the general counsel of the FBI accusing the director of the FBI of blackmail, And he was doing an interview with a mainstream media source. That's what's so crazy. It was Yahoo Finance. It was their podcast. And they ran it, to their credit. Not very prominently, but they ran it. And nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Here are the circumstances, though, Tara. It was not about a Democrat president that was being blackmailed. Had it been a Democrat president that was being blackmailed, then it would have been news.
Right. So if we found out that Trump's FBI director, say, was blackmailing a Democrat or something.
Right. Exactly.
Right. That would be okay.
Then that would be news.
Then that would be news.
That's how you find out what news is, because when it impacts, when it negatively impacts a liberal, progressive, secularist Democrat or socialist, then it's news. Otherwise, keep moving. Nothing going on here.
I was just reeling from this yesterday, just looking at the stuff that's breaking in recent weeks. That is bombshell quality. I mean, when you have, again, a general counsel of the FBI accusing the FBI director of blackmailing a sitting president, that's Watergate caliber stuff.
Yes.
That is like stop the presses, meltdown kind of stuff. When you have, I mean, this is just another one, Judicial Watch last month. They got the FBI memo detailing that Hillary was sending classified data on her server, that they were very concerned about it, and that when you took the individual emails they were sending, those were individually where each was a felony, and they were classified, but when you put them together, they were beyond classified, because if you've got four or five on a topic, you would have known everything we were doing.
Yep.
And they were so terrified of her email server that they considered classifying the existence of the server, but then dropped it and let her keep going. She kept sending the emails through the server after that. They didn't touch her. Just let her keep doing it. Like, wow, this is beyond classified. I mean, this is like really scary. This is going to compromise national security. Oh, well, what else is on the agenda? We got them dead to rights. We got them dead to rights. They got the memo. They got it in writing. Bombshell. Nope. That one barely was covered by Fox. Mm-hmm. There was so much news. And honestly, there was so much news that day. So, I mean, when you look at what's not being covered right now, I can't even fathom it. I mean, like, it's, we just, the world we live in is so fake, prefabricated and constructed. It's a constructed reality. It's not a real reality. And we live in a country where the FBI director potentially blackmailed the president, according to a highly credible source. I mean, this, you're talking about the general counsel of the FBI. I mean, that dude, I mean, you're the highest ranking attorney at the FBI. Your name is on most of those FISA warrants. This is not a, you know, uncredible source or some conservative, you know, nonprofit or something. I mean, this is the general counsel of the FBI. And when he accuses the director of the FBI of blackmail in public, former Director Comey doesn't even respond because he doesn't have to. No one asks him. Yo, Comey, did you blackmail the president? Because your general counsel sure seemed to think so, and he's an awfully credible source. Nobody even asks. I guess I'm just reeling from all of this. I just feel like, I don't know. I almost have like post-traumatic news syndrome or something.
I mean, you almost become immune to it.
You do. You become immune. I mean, I've got people that are on the text line telling me, stop talking about this. Some guy texted yesterday. I don't even care to hear about it anymore until they're all in handcuffs.
Well, then that's not going to happen the way things are going.
All right, so we'll do some more sex surveys here then, and we'll... Piano playing, yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know. Texter writes, poor Tara, nothing to see here. You're setting up all your listeners for disappointment. Yes, but as we go down, we can know the truth. You can know the truth is very knowable. It's not hard to find. For now, anyway. I mean, I haven't managed to wipe it off the internet yet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talking about decisions, we started this in the last hour, you've made in your life that altered the course of it. When you think back to, hey, this decision or that decision, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't done this or that. Read a survey of Americans listing those decisions. Texter writes, for me, divorce. I lived with a hoarder. Sounds a little dicey. Another texter writes, my biggest life change was deciding to remove my wife from life support. God bless you. Can imagine. A lot of folks questioning what the programming change here at 106.3 WORD is going to be. We will announce it next week. Just going to have to stay tuned in the meantime. Texter writes, God help us if Game of Thrones is the zenith of our culture. I said the same thing about Shakespeare. Texter writes, question, who picks your bumper music? You must be new here. Welcome. We always welcome new folks. Producer Chris makes an art form of it. If it seems the bump tunes match what I'm saying, that is not an accident. It's sort of an interpretive art form, if you will. Texter writes, hey, Tara, don't stop, girl. I've quit watching all news and only get my news from you. I mean, what's the point? They're weeks or months behind you anyway, so keep it up. Well, thank you. I will. Texter writes, Tara, the amount of bombshell news that shows the real collusion story is being done by the Democrats, as was done by the Democrats, I mean, would fill weeks of news cycles, but it's not about truth. It's about lies on Trump. That's all that matters and can guarantee nothing will ever happen. I don't know that. That's what makes it so interesting. I never thought we'd get this far. I didn't. Texter writes, if I never took a textile job in Charlotte, I would have never met my beautiful wife in China Grove or had my two wonderful boys. And I never would have heard of Tara Servatius. See, it all came together. Texter writes, if you want to experience being around, surrounded by a large group of zombies, attend Democrat National Convention. Yes, if you can get in and get past all the guns. Big D says on the text line, I might not play the piano anymore, but I am trying to learn the banjo. Okay. Texter writes, hi, this is Annalie, your third grade friend. Hey, Annalie. Must have dad's cell phone. And he hands it back. She texts me. Hi, this is Anna Lee, your third grade friend. Why did people create the adversity score? Wow. Third grader actually knows the meaning of the term adversity. That alone impresses me. Why did they create the adversity score? I'll tell you why. I've been thinking about this a lot. If you've heard about this, this is where the SAT board is going to give you a secret score that you're not even allowed to see. They're going to attach it to you, brand it on you. So that your achievement will matter. Not one iota. What you learned will matter, not one iota. How hard you work to learn it will matter, not one iota. No, they are going to penalize you if there were too many AP courses at your high school, if your high school didn't have enough crime, if it didn't have enough poverty, if the kids there were trying to get ahead, you will be dragged down with a collar around your throat like with a rock. Why, Annalie? It's a great question. Why? Fundamentally, when you get down to it, Annalie, if you could explain everything the left does with this one thing. Have you noticed everything the left does has the inadvertent, inescapable, or, oops, accidental effect of holding people back? Mainly financially, mainly economically, but also in their growth. All kinds of growth, spiritual growth. Why? Because the party is dependent on dependence. They need you to be dependent on the little government check and maybe the free faux healthcare they give you. It's rotten healthcare, but it's free. They need you dependent on them. And so what they're doing is building little fences, Annalie. You ever seen one of those electric dog fences? You can't see it there, but the dog's got the collar on and it zaps him if he tries to go over the electric fence. Can't see it there, but it keeps the dog in. Dog theoretically could run over the electric fence and get a nasty shock, but it wouldn't kill it or anything. But it doesn't. Not most of the time. It stays within the fence. That's what the Democrats want, Annalie. They're dependent on failure. They breed it. They nurture it. They erect road blocks. And if you start to look at political issues that way, will the outcome of this be that everybody gets to rise, all boats rise, everybody achieves together, everybody gets a bigger piece of the pie, or do some people get held back? Their message consistently and persistently again and again and again, Annalie, is we must hold some back. We must hold these people over here back. These people must be held back. These people must be stolen from so we can give money to other people. What does it add up to? A big fence of adversity. So it is ironic, Annalie, that adversity score is called adversity score. They are creating adversity for people who work hard. And we all know who those people are. Yeah, some of them have advantages in life. Maybe they were born into a family that has done well because somebody in their past worked hard. Nobody gets money or advantages, Annalie, without somebody somewhere working their butt off. Paying a terrible price in many cases. Not watching their kids grow up like they should. To make the money. To give the advantage. All of that kind of thing. Right? Somebody paid the price. And they don't like that. They don't like that someone got ahead without their help, Annalie. They can't stand it. It makes them crazy. And so they inject adversity into the process. That's what that score is. It attaches to the SAT, and what it says is, you had a couple of advantages. And the saddest thing, Annalie, I got to keep going back to this black mom who texted me the other day. She's got three kids, if I remember correctly, and she had uprooted herself, moved to a better school district. Give her kids the advantage. Way to go. She's a single mom. I mean, she had to pack all those boxes herself. Good gosh, just the move. It's heroic. No, don't you dare think you can get ahead. Don't you dare think you don't need us. And you know what the adversity score is, Annalie? You know what's so fascinating about it to me? There's no racial component. No, they say they're doing this to even stuff up for race. There's no racial component. There's 15 different things they'll penalize you for. If your school's not violent enough, if it's not poor enough, if it offers too many chances to get ahead, if it offers too many AP courses, they penalize you. They penalize you if you're black, too. They penalize people like that single mom moving across town to go to a good school, living in a hole in a wall. You wouldn't believe how many texts I got from people who've done just that thing. My husband and I do it. We magneted into a better school for our kids, and we drive. We got 2 hours out of our day almost driving to go to a better school. Why? We want more for our kids. And they say, Annalie, no more. We're going to create adversity for you. You thought you were going to work harder. You thought you were going to get ahead. We're going to create adversity for you. And you can't even challenge your score because it's going to be secret. That's why, Annalie. Your question, why did people create the adversity score? That's why. They are watching the prosperity in this country. They are watching people get ahead. Annalie, do you know who... We've had record business creation in this country. Do you know who leads that charge right now? Black women and Hispanic women are opening businesses at historic rates. They can't have that. Because if people ever figured out they could get ahead without the government, Democrat Party be finished. Can't have it. So they got to tie an invisible boulder around your neck to keep you from getting out. But you know what? Don't let that slow you down, Annalie. Don't let it slow you down. You're a smart girl. You could do amazing things if you are already following the show in the third grade. Listen, we're going to defeat them long term, and it's going to take people like you. Thank you for your text, sweetie, and have a great day at school. Work hard. And ignore those mean girls, by the way. Yeah, just shrug them off.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, I had a golden retriever that was too smart or stupid to be held in by one of those invisible fences. He'd charge right over the thing, collar beeping and zapping the whole time. So the thing is, there's not a lot of dogs that do that. And that's what the Democrats are counting on with that adversity score. The liberals, they can't stand the idea that you'll get ahead. Like I said, when I was talking to Annalie earlier about this adversity score that the College Board is now attaching anonymously. Well, they see it. You can't. To your SAT scores. Yes, look at this wonderful SAT score. But don't take it too seriously. I mean, there was not a lot of crime at this person's school. There weren't a lot of poor kids. And oh my gosh, there were too many AP course selections. In other words, they're pushing you to choose the crappiest high school possible, not to better yourself, not to seek out AP courses. You seek out AP courses, they're going to weigh you down like a stone. And you know what's fascinating about this? I wanted to see the whole list of 15 factors that go into the adversity score. There's been an uproar about this. And I was curious if race would be one of them. It's not. And that is more telling than anything. What does that say about the left and this adversity score? No. You would reflexively think political correctness. Okay, they're going to give you bonus points for race. They don't. Why? Why is race not part of the score? Because too many black people are getting ahead. Too many black people are achieving. Too many black people are graduating at the top of their classes. Too many black parents, like the single mom who texted me last week, said, listen, I moved all my kids across town to an apartment so I could live in this really good school district. Too many black people doing stuff like that. So they got to penalize black people, too. They cannot have you getting ahead. What a disaster that would be. I mean, what if you figured out that there's nothing in your way? What if you figured that out, that if you do the same things successful people do before you, you could be successful too? What if you figured that that's a disaster? And I thought it was fascinating that they constructed the adversity score to hem you in regardless of your race for daring to achieve, for daring to seek out a good school for your child, to make the extra effort that it would take. Texter writes, I wonder if anyone will sue the SAT over the adversity score. I don't know. And I'm tired of all this griping and whining. Well, I would have done something great in life, but there were too many AP courses. There weren't enough AP courses at my high school. It's just too hard for me. I need food stamps. Which is why I love... by the way, somebody texted me and suggested this. Where was it? Oh, are you going to deal... Oh, yeah. Talk about Gene Simmons' speech at the Pentagon. Yes, I am. Now, I know you've probably heard about this, rocker Gene Simmons. 69. Can you believe he's 69? Holy cow. Yeah, with Kiss. You know the guy. The guy we're used to seeing dressed as a demon on stage with Kiss, breathing fire and letting fake blood drip from his famous tongue. That guy. And so you've probably seen clips of this on the news. But you need to listen to the whole thing. You know what strikes me about this? He's obviously fresh from the death of his mother. She was 93. She's a concentration camp survivor. I did not know that. She died at 93. She entered the concentration camp at 14 and amazingly survived. Only to come here as an immigrant to the United States of America, work 6 days a week till near exhaustion. Did she complain? No. Well, I deserve my share because I just got here. Somebody ought to pay my bill. No. Instead, she'd cry when she saw the flag on television. Anyway, I wanted you to hear the whole thing uncut. You probably only heard bits and pieces of it on the news. It is fantastic and amazing and wonderful and truly epic. Here is Kiss rock star Gene Simmons on what America means to him. He's speaking at the Pentagon. By the way, it's 3 minutes long because he can't finish. He keeps breaking down, trying not to cry. Here you go.
If Americans could see and hear my mother, almost there, talk about America, they would understand. And I'll just cut to the chase. When we first came to America, my mother let me stay up and watch TV with her, and I couldn't speak English very well. And my mother could barely get by. She worked 6 days a week, and at night, we would watch the news and whatever, and by 12 o'clock, the three or four TV stations would go off the air, and you would hear this kind of just noise. Before then, we saw a jet flying through the sky, on TV, a jet flying through the sky, and a man in a very deep voice was saying something. I couldn't understand it, and the jet then turned skyward and flew seemingly into the heavens through the clouds. And I remember what the man said, and saw the face of God. And then it melted into a black and white, because in those days we didn't have color TV. The flag was full screen, billowing. And I heard, the national anthem, and I didn't know what it was or what was going on, and it was almost time to go to sleep. It was late, and every time, my mother saw the flag, she'd start crying. As an 8-year-old boy, I didn't understand why, but from my mother's point of view, we were finally safe. I may have been born in the country, everybody, give me 2 seconds. I may have been born in the country that people throughout history have referred to as the Promised Land, but take my word for it. America is the Promised Land for everybody. And don't be ashamed, don't hesitate. We need to teach young people to be comfortable with saying, God bless America. End of my story.
Gene Simmons, folks. NBC reporting, so it might be true. Russian documents exist that reveal a desire to sow racial discord and violence in the U.S. Well, shoot. All I got to do is send money to the Democrats. They stoke violence through Antifa and their crazy followers. Tear us apart racially. You don't have to do it. I mean, no, just send them a check. They'll take it, too. And I mean, I know it's illegal for the Russians to send them a check, but that's never stopped them. I mean, they cash the Chinese checks all the time. Nobody cares. So, no, I mean, did the Russians know that it doesn't have to be this hard? Here's, again, NBC News. I caution you strongly. It's hard to tell if this is, I mean, it's NBC News, right? So, I mean, this is like trash news, but I'm going to read it anyway. Russians who were linked to interference in the 2016 U.S. election discussed ambitious plans to stoke unrest and even violence inside the U.S. as recently as 2018. The documents, communications between associates of Yevgeny, somebody, a Kremlin-linked oligarch indicted by special counsel Robert Mueller for previous influence operations against the U.S., laid out a new plot to manipulate and radicalize African Americans. Well, no, I mean, the Democrats already have one of those. No, no, no. You're going to want to tune in for the next segment. No, I'm not kidding. You should hear this. The plans show that this Yevgeny guy's circle had sought to exploit racial tensions well beyond Russia's social media and misinformation efforts tied to the 2016 election. Come on, there was $70,000 worth of ads. Give me a break. Half of them ran after the dang election. And half of those were anti-Trump. Oh, God. God help us. Okay. The documents were obtained through the Dossier Center, a London-based investigative project funded by Russian opposition figure somebody. I'm going to try to pronounce their names. It's pointless. Okay. New plot to manipulate and radicalize African Americans. I'm sorry, what have the Democrats been doing for the last... Are they working with the Russians? Because that's all they've been doing for 4 years. I could prove it. 20-point drop from the 90s to now. In how many black people said race relations were good? It began, the precipitous drop began in the second year of the Obama presidency. The Russians got nothing on Obama. Well, they did it because they wanted to like, no, they didn't. Do you remember this? The Russian dummy Facebook sites, one of the biggest was a fake Black Lives Matter site. It was bigger than the real Black Lives Matter site. Folks, that means they're in lockstep with the Democrats. The only thing to mess this up would be the election of Donald Trump, because Hillary would have continued the division day in and day out. That assumes these Russian documents are even real. I mean, it's NBC, so take it with a big grain of salt, like a rock of salt. Like,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.